Well, here we are, 2016. Can you believe it? Have you been able to write it correctly yet on your... Takes us a few months. Well, here in 2016, or in years past, have you ever prayed this prayer? Lord, please, please make me more patient and do it now. Be honest, have you ever prayed that prayer or lived that day? Yes. We all struggle with patience. It does not come naturally to any of us. Even little kids struggle with patience. Years ago, there were some researchers who conducted a study on children and patience. So they would bring a child into a room one at a time, and the researcher was there visiting with them. They were talking. And then after visiting for a little while, the researcher placed a marshmallow on the table. I don't know for sure, but we're going to assume that they were vegan, vegetarian marshmallows. Placed it there and said, the researcher said, you know what, I have to go get something. I'm going to leave for a second. This marshmallow is yours. You can have it. However, if you wait and don't eat it, when I come back, I'll give you two marshmallows. Okay? So the researcher got up and left the room. And the child sat there looking at the marshmallow. What would they do? So what do you think? Would they wait? Would they wait for more reward or go for the immediate satisfaction? What would you do? Let's confess. Turn to your neighbor right now and tell him, if you were in that spot, would you eat it immediately or would you wait? Go ahead and tell him real quick, what would you do? This has generated a lot of discussion. I'll tell you what happened. In that research, and they studied a lot of different kids, most of the kids gobbled up that marshmallow as soon as the researcher left the room. A few, though, there were a few who waited for the double reward on the researcher's return. But then the fascinating part is they followed these children. It was a long study that for years they would follow these children and take surveys from them. And the children who were patient, who waited for the two marshmallows, turned out to be better adjusted as they grew older. They reported being more content with life and being happier than the others and their reports, those who just ate the one marshmallow. So the researchers drew a link between happiness and the characteristic of patience. So, how's your patience today? Do you find it easy to wait when you're in traffic? Or do you stand in front of the microwave and say, come on, hurry up? Many times we hear about waiting on the Lord. And we talk about in our spiritual discussions with each other, well, we have to wait on the Lord. We have to be patient. And today we're going to talk about patience. Only, we're going to talk about Jesus' patience. What do you think? Do you think Jesus is patient? Do you think, is there something that Jesus Christ is waiting for? Let's find out. If you'll open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 22, that's where we'll begin today. Luke chapter 22, and let's talk about patience. Let's talk about Jesus today. So turn with me to Luke 22, and on your way there, I know many of us are still recovering from the holidays that we celebrated late last year, and I don't know about you, but when I celebrate the holidays, I have to pace myself when it comes to food. I do. I know it looks like I can pack it away, but I can't. And sometimes when we go home, we'll do my family first to celebrate the holiday, and then we'll leave, and we'll have to go, and we'll go over to Jeanette's family, and so there's food at both places. And so sometimes I have to pass and then skip on dessert so I have enough room for more awesome food that's coming later. Years ago when we were down in Kansas City, every now and then I would take my wife Jeanette out on a date, and her favorite place to go was, still remember, honey, Sinzetti's. It's her favorite place, Italian buffet, tons of food. And when we would go there, she would not eat the rest of the day prior to, because she wanted to be good and hungry for that special meal. Was there a meal years ago that Christ longed for? Let's see. Luke chapter 22, we're going to start in verse 15. It says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.'" Why did Christ look forward to this meal? I mean, he ate with the disciples all the time, to my knowledge. I think they ate every day together. And yet he says, I've longed for this with fervent desire. I've longed for this time, for this day. Why? Let me see if I can explain. Have you ever wondered why we sin? Of course, we can get very theological and talk about human nature and things like that, but just cut it down to the bare bones. Two reasons why we sin in our lives is because, number one, we forget the past. That's why we sin. We forget the past mistakes, and we forget the pain that's happened that those sins caused. Second reason why human beings, why we sin, is because we forget the future. We forget that this world is not going to last forever. There is something better waiting for us. Knowing that will help us understand why Christ longed for this meal. Because the purpose of communion, the purpose that Jesus embedded into this meal, is that as we celebrate it, it's supposed to point us to the cross. Look at verse 19 with me. It says, "And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And Jesus said, "Eat this to remember." He said that because Jesus knew that there would be time between the cross and the coming, that there would be time between his sacrifice and his return. He knew that we were in danger of forgetting what it meant, forgetting what it cost. So he gave us something so that we could remember, number one, that we cannot save ourselves. He gave this to us so that we could remember the past, so we could remember the extreme cost of our salvation, to remember the extreme lengths that love took Jesus to save a sinner like me. Communion points us back, but it also points us in another direction. It points us to the second coming. Now, Luke alluded to this in verse 16, but I want you to hear it from Matthew too. So if you'll turn to our scripture reading for today, Matthew 26, I want you to hear Jesus' words today, just like he was speaking to you across the dinner table. Matthew chapter 26, verse 29. And Jesus says, "But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Two key words that I love in this passage that just leap out at me, and those two words are that Jesus says, "I'm not going to have this meal again. I'm not going to drink this again until I drink it and experience it with you." Those two words are just beautiful in this passage. Jesus says, "I'm willing to wait. I'm patient. And I'm waiting." Have you ever wanted to experience something with the one you love? Have you ever had that experience? Husbands, maybe this will resonate with you. Think of that time that you were watching a sporting event, and you know that your wife is wanting to watch it with you, but for some mysterious, unknown reason, she keeps getting up and leaving the room while the event is happening. And so you know when that incredible play takes place and she missed it, you're sure that she wants to see it. What do you do? Well, these days, sometimes you can pause live TV and call her back in, or otherwise you just have to say, hurry, hurry, before the replay gets here. Come, you got to see this. Why do we do that, guys? Because we want to experience certain things with the ones we love. We do. On holidays, we go out of our way to be with the ones we love. We drive hundreds of miles to be with them on Christmas, to be with those we love. We can't imagine celebrating a new year without being with that special someone. So is Jesus anxious today? I want you to listen to the personal closeness of this story. There's no titles that Jesus gives to himself. He doesn't call himself Son of Man or Son of God or anything else. Just listen to what he says. He says, I have earnestly desired to have this meal with you. Then he says, I will not drink it again until I drink it with you in the kingdom. With you. Do you think Jesus is thirsty? Do you think he's ready to drink this drink and to have this meal again? Is he ready to be with you? I believe Christ anxiously waits to celebrate and experience this communion meal with you and me, with all of us together. But I praise God that Jesus is patient. He's waiting on us. He wants to come. Many times we pray and we say, Lord, why haven't you come yet? I think he wants to come. He wants to harvest. He wants it to be over. But we're Jesus' marshmallow. And he's waiting. He's waiting to have that meal with us, but he's waiting for one more person to be there too. He's waiting for that second marshmallow. Don't forget, friends, why we celebrate the Lord's Supper. We do it to remember the past, to remember the victory of the cross, but also to anticipate. Communion is to anticipate the future, to look for Christ's return. Because we sin in this world, because we forget the past and we forget where we're going. And Jesus gives this to us so that we'll remember. And we will not sin. So look back, yes. But don't forget to look up. Our redemption draws nigh. And Jesus can't wait to have this meal with you. Let us pray. Almighty Father in heaven, blessed Lord Jesus and powerful Holy Spirit, we thank you so much, for you have done it all for us. You've paid the price so that we can have a relationship with you, so that we can have eternal life. Lord, as we experience this meal again today, may we bring you our brokenness. May we find healing from you. And may we know just how much you long to be with us today. Lord, we want that closer walk with you. Help us today. Give it to us today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.